What are you listening to?
Shut the hell up. I'm listening to the Noise Cast.
What is the Noise Cast?
I said shut up.
Hello and welcome to episode 20 of the Noisecast, special 20 anniversary edition. Yay! I'm the only one excited on that one. And Penguin gives me a boo.
I said woohoo, but alright, if you want it to be a boo, then boo.
Okay, we are a show about technology, gadgets, industry gossip, and more, where you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/noisecast. And at our website, thenoisecast.com, where we are starting to expand our horizons and actually become sort of literate by making news-worthy posts.
Just barely.
On tonight's episode, we have Gonzo Ryder.
I don't think I'm fucking up right now. Feeling good.
All right. Kevlar Menace.
Hey, everybody.
Benguin.
Hello, Ustream. And podcast listeners, I guess.
And Beto number 9.
I'm so excited to be back. My nipples are hard. I could cut glass right now.
Tasty.
Really, is it now?
Special shout out to everybody who is listening to us live right now on Ustream. We love you all. Thank you for tuning in. Please note that this is the uncensored version, as you heard in the pre-show. So there might be some things that you are privileged to hear, but others might not be. Will be cut out, especially any other weird jokes that go towards Penguin's direction.
Shut up.
Is there a non-weird joke that goes towards his erection?
Wait, we're making jokes about my erection? What?
Well, it's a pretty laughable thing.
Your erection is the joke, sir.
Wow. Brilliant. Let's get started already.
Since we're on the topic of foreskin, inkjet printers could end up printing up skin, making skin grafts for you. How does that sound?
So we could reverse my horribly botched circumcision.
That's your excuse.
What did they use? A guillotine?
It's a guillotine.
One of those, you know, those cigar snippers? Are they?
Oh boy. And it's a guillotine. It has an L in it.
I can't get my
pencil. It's made by
French, you jack.
It's fucking Frenchy. Shut up. Goddamn.
Okay then, guillotine.
I don't know if I get behind this whole printing shit off though.
Okay, well, how is this thing done is what I want to know. How do you print skin? Isn't that ridiculous?
It sounds horrifying.
If you can print skin off, why can't they just sell it pre-printed in a package?
I don't know, maybe it needs
go to a Home Depot, buy a ream of skin.
It's all made with a 3D printer, high-tech 3D printer is what they say.
Yeah, but does it just, like, pull it out of the air? Like, what kind of raw materials do you put in to make skin?
I don't know, stem cells?
Stem cells? Oh, jinx.
I don't know. I mean, the craziest thing I've heard was actually, I was reading this today, the latest issue of National Geographic, was that they're using, they're instead of having organ donors in the future, we're going to be harvesting or actually growing organs via pigs, swine. And what they do is, for example, they're able to take a kidney from a pig, put it in this sort of detergent thing, to flush out all the pig enzymes and pig whatever. And then they inject it with these human cells that include human DNA, and they put it in the cooler for a few days. And when it comes out, you have a perfectly working human-compatible, human DNA'd kidney ready for use. And able to go into whoever you want to go.
That sounds kind of weird. That's a little too space age for me. I think I'll just use a Band-Aid, and if it's real bad, I'll use some super glue.
Yes. More liver equals more drinking. True that. You could possibly don't have to worry about alcohol abuse ever again. Just pop a new pig kidney in you, and you're good to go.
Hey, Doc, can you clean me up another kidney? More livers?
I'm going to replace my kidney with a liver.
I'm going to replace my stomach with a liver.
Give anybody the incentive to have a pig farm in the backyard.
By the way, that idea came from the Ustream chat, for those of you who are not in the Ustream.
Yes. So, moving along, people were apparently really pissed off this week with the launch of the FaceTime app onto the Mac App Store. The FaceTime app was in beta for the last few months. Now it is in its final version on the Mac App Store for $1. And apparently people are not too happy about that, demanding the app be free to all because FaceTime should be free to everybody.
Wine, bitch.
Why? What's the reason behind FaceTime should be free?
Because they're a bunch of fucking entitled pricks. I'm going to pay $1,500 for a 13-inch laptop, but I can't pay $1 for a fucking video chat program. Fuck you.
But I'll pay $3 for Angry Birds.
I believe the Oatmeal summed it up perfectly with one of his comics about this very subject.
Yeah, we've talked about it before. It's a great, like, I don't know, people tend to get up in arms like, oh, that app's 99 cents, I better not buy that. That'll break the bank.
Yeah, but hey, shitheads, you know what doesn't cost a dollar? Skype. And you know what is less limiting than FaceTime? Skype. Like, I'll admit, FaceTime is better video quality and latency, but if you're gonna fucking bitch, then there you go, use Skype.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not a big deal. It's 99 cents. If you really want to chat with your friends on fucking FaceTime from your computer, fucking pay the 99 cents. And if it's that big of a concern to you, you shouldn't have a fucking Apple product to begin with.
No shit. Can you get anything for a dollar these days other than fucking iPhone, iPad apps?
Is there anything?
I really have a hand job.
That's your problem, sir.
Did you just say you offer hand jobs for a dollar?
Yes.
I don't want to know what a $1 hand job would consist of.
They don't know.
Probably more cigar guillotines.
Hey, that's saving money. Like, why spend money on a bris when you can... Yeah, never mind.
Oh my god.
Are we discussing the economy of a $1 hand job?
Possibly.
Very well.
That economy only exists in prison, so we need to just move on.
Too bad we can't do charts and graphs on the Ustream to show our listeners the supply and demand of $1 hand jobs in the economy.
No, but I might do a poll. How many of our users would buy a $1 hand job?
Also, nope, still too expensive. Apple News. Moving away from ad jobs, also to the Apple News, the MacBook Pro line was refreshed, giving it a more accurate battery life, according to the Apple's algorithms, as well as boosting the power, adding some better video cards in it, and most interestingly, they added a new sort of high-speed transfer service called Thunderbolt, which is Intel's answer to USB and FireWire. Apparently, Thunderbolt could transfer files at 10 gigabits per second, leaving everybody else in the dust.
They used to be calling this Lightpeak, wasn't it, right? Unless I'm confused with something else.
Yes.
Okay, so that is what it was. Gotcha.
So you have a fancy port for all those peripherals that don't exist?
That'll that's justify the price. It seems like
I have a 3.0 hard drive that I can use, but I don't have a 3.0 USB card at the moment, so I can't use it for 3.0.
It's a completely different connector, though.
I know. Well, like it has like a special, I don't know, it's fucking this Western Digital external drive that was like, ooh, it's 3.0 and 2.0. I don't know, it works pretty good at 2.0. If I ever upgrade to 3.0, I'll tell you how it goes. But
I think Gonzo's just intentionally trying to not talk about Apple products. I think that's where we're going here.
Well, I'm not a big fan.
Well, we're talking about Intel products now with Thunderbolt, which just happens
it was
to
a
be
collaboration,
Mac only
it?
Right now. What was that, Ben?
It was a collaboration between the two companies, wasn't it, if I remember correctly?
I think so, and it's interesting why, if Intel is bringing out a brand new sort of connector with super fast transfer speeds, wouldn't they want to sort of corner the market completely by offering this to PC users, since the bulk of PCs use Intel processors and Intel chipsets?
I don't think it's supposed to be locked down. Like, I don't think it's supposed to be exclusive to Apple. I think they're trying to create a new standard that hopefully other people will adopt, but it's a matter is if they'll adopt it or not, which hopefully
they do. Intel was pushing it pretty hard to everybody, not just Apple. It was right after Apple announced it, they came out and said, this is not Apple only. We want everyone to use this. We just got together with Apple for a lot of the one-hand jobs.
Okay, but question, will this suffer the same fate as FireWire then, where it becomes something that's faster than the standardized alternative out there, but remains Apple only?
Oh, I mean, I guess it's up to hardware manufacturers, really. Like, we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, it's not that I don't believe in the capabilities of the hardware. It's just getting people to move away from USB. USB is great simply because it works for everything and everybody trusts it. The Lightpeak or the Thunderbolt or whatever the fuck crazy name you want to throw on it, if it works exactly like USB but faster, like FireWire, it's just a matter of getting the hardware manufacturers to do it, and that's always an iffy thing. They're leery about jumping headfirst into new technology, which is strange when you're a fucking computer manufacturer, but, you know.
Now, I think it's the whole retooling issue. It costs a lot of money to tool up for new stuff like that.
Yeah, that's my question, because I'm ignorant. Is USB 3.0 physically the same connector as a USB 2.0?
Yeah, like it was with it looks 1.0. Like
I thought it had eight pins instead of four.
Well, when you look at it...
It is, but it's backwards compatible.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Unless like, you can plug all your existing closely. USB.
Right. Unless you're inspecting closely and you're like, oh, well, this has eight pins instead of four pins. If you're just glancing at it, it's going to look exactly the same.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the problem that Thunderbolt / Lightpeak has to overcome then, is because USB is already familiar with so many people and it has backwards compatibility as an edge. So, but whereas Lightpeak is an entirely new thing, so we'll see. Like, I don't know.
You don't know?
Don't get excited yet. And wait till it starts coming out onto the marketplace. They've got a good idea by partnering with Apple because people buy that shit like fucking hotcakes. But that's a pretty closed market, in my opinion.
Interesting.
You know, maybe this. I just had a thought. Maybe this is the like port we're gonna see on maybe the next iPad or something, because everyone talks about wanting a USB port on there. Maybe they'll just forego that and go straight to a Thunderbolt.
That'd be interesting.
Interesting.
Are we guessing what's the iPad 5 yet?
You mean the iPhone 5?
Up to 4.
The iPad's only up to 2.
No, I'm pretty sure we did 3 last week, and then 4 would have been around Wednesday, so we're on 5.
The iPad is scheduled to be announced on March 2nd, which is to nobody's surprise. So we'll have more on that on the next episode, possibly more immediately on the blog. If, by the way, you haven't gone to thenoisecast.com and voted, scroll down a little bit, you'll see a post asking you if you want us to meta live blog the iPad 2 launch event. I have a weird feeling, though, that the people who are voting no are the people who are on this podcast and probably don't want to get up in the morning and fucking do this thing.
Guilty. I voted no because I don't want to have to do it.
So they're voting no from like five different computers just so they can get out of it.
Exactly. I'll fucking do it anyway. I don't, even if it says no.
Yeah, I think we should do it anyway.
But it's a close race right now. But
so, viewers, listeners, go vote yes.
Well, considering that our listeners for this recorded episode will probably miss a deadline. The deadline is Monday at noon.
Ah, fuck.
So this is just for our live listeners. Haha.
Tell your friends. Get on the Twitters.
True that. MySpace. Is the gravestone ready to be placed yet?
Yeah, I've already got it carved up. It's ready to go in the ground. I'm tired of hearing about it. It needs to die.
Throw it in the river.
Quit lagging around.
MySpace, though, might be able to whore itself out to a potential buyer and rebrand itself.
Fucking just stop. Just die already. Like, I'm done.
Apparently, MySpace is looking to either sell itself as a music service for upcoming artists, which it has been that for the last how many years?
Yeah, but also, nobody likes it for that. Like, it's annoying. It was annoying when I did the MySpace thing to go on and have, like, 8,000 friend requests from bands I've never heard of that were shitty as fuck. Just whoring themselves out.
Well, on another sort of front that MySpace is actually excelling in is MySpace Mobile, which has actually been stable considering everything that's been going on with it. So they might be whoring out their mobile business to a potential buyer.
It just seems like an exercise in futility, as me. Just fucking let it die. Nobody cares about MySpace anymore.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been making the argument that it's a great place to discover new music as opposed to actually looking around the internet for new music. It's, I don't know, that's all I got friended on there the last year was bands because I did friend one band.
Yeah, but that's like advertising in the woods where no one's around. Like, hey, everyone, come to my show. Can you hear me? Are you out there? Hello? Anybody? Like, just set up a YouTube channel or something. Put your songs up on there where people are, you know, actually looking.
And look, if you're good, you might hit the viral thing. And but if you're not good, then
maybe the virus serves hits you.
Yeah, just stop.
On a little bonus for on music, this isn't a topic list, but the thing I learned today was Kanye West's fashion guy dude is actually a 19-year-old pasty white kid named Cassius Clay.
That can't be his real name.
Like a butterfly?
That is his real name, Cassius Clay. He's a 19-year-old pasty white kid.
What an awesome kid. I mean, that's got to be the greatest name ever. I wish that was my name.
Yeah. I want the name that Muhammad Ali didn't want. Give me that.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want that name?
Well, that name actually was it? Muhammad Ali's dad was named that. And wasn't Muhammad Ali also named that?
Mm-hmm. Before he became a Muslim, that was his name.
And also it's the name of a famous abolitionist as well.
I don't know anything about that.
They don't teach that kind of history in the South, do they?
They don't teach that history in the South.
In Arkansas, hell no, they don't.
Oh boy. But that was my little tidbit on music since we were on the topic. But
it's an interesting factoid to throw out at fancy dinner parties.
Are you gonna be attending any fancy dinner parties soon?
Hey, you never know when one might pop up.
Oh boy!
You gotta stay ready for those fancy dinner parties.
Fancy dinner party. It's not like they hide under my kitchen table.
I've got some that hide under my bed, and they pop out and like, "Oh, fancy dinner party."
That's a TV dinner.
Hey, it can be fancy.
If I pour some of my box wine in a clear plastic glass.
I only drink out of plastic cups because I'm always afraid I'm going to break the glass ones.
Exactly. What's wrong with plastic silverware? No, not silverware, but dishware. You can't break it when you're drunk.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I've seen people like, ooh, I'm going to drink my wine out of this fancy cup. 5 minutes later, crash, all over the floor.
Exactly. The drunken folly.
The party foul, number one. Although I'm all right with people committing party fouls because I will make them buy me beer. Be like, I saw that.
Moral of this story, drink out of plastic cups.
Yeah.
The more you know.
The more you know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
Facebook suspended the breakup notifier application earlier this week, which pretty much let you, quote unquote, well, be notified, not stalk, but be notified when people you were potentially interested in had changed their relationship status from in a relationship to single.
Dude, you can call it whatever you want. That's fucking creepy stalker shit right there.
As creepy as it was, I'm surprised that 3.5 million people signed up for it.
I'm sure they only signed up for it because it got so much attention that they're like, hey, what's this shit? And they signed up just because.
It's but just that, lazy.
I don't agree with that kind of behavior. That's bullshit because you got to do your stalking the old-fashioned way and put in the man hours by constantly refreshing their page over and over again instead of taking this half-ass way out and letting a fucking automated script do it for you. Bullshit, kids.
Yeah, days. But isn't that the way of the 21st century, like, if we can automate this, this would be better.
And well, that's why we have problems in the world.
Not all hope is lost, though. The guy behind the breakup notifier is relaunching the service as Crush Notifier. In a more,
yes, I saw this as well.
Less stalky method of into the same outcome, but pretty much this time there is consent involved. Where you add somebody to your list and they get an email saying, hey, you got added to a list that does so-and-so. And then you add the same application and then you're both connected. So it's stalking it's stalking with consent. Consensual stalking.
I don't know if this is if you're talking about the same one I've heard of, but I was reading an article about one this morning about where you add someone like that you want to see when they break up and they get a notification like, someone wants to know when you're single, but they won't find out who you are.
That's just as bad as being on Facebook and when you see, like, in your news feed, like, so-and-so is no longer in a relationship, and you're like, sup? Like, exactly. It's just as creepy.
Like, so-and-so likes this status. Like, oh, my God, that's the worst.
Like, I had a friend who anytime a girl in his friends list would come out of a relationship, he would comment saying, hey, want to go get drinks later? I was like, dude, that's creepy. Cut that shit out.
He's a classy fellow.
He was. He was very classy.
Until the
was what months. Happened.
He died in a fire.
Oh. Oh.
Wait. No, I just don't talk to him anymore. I was trying to make it sound cool.
This is a family podcast. We have kids that listen to this.
I fucking hope not.
What's wrong with you, man?
We're gonna reevaluate someone's parenting skills in a moment.
Oh boy. Anyway, Facebook is also valued this week at $70 billion, according to their stock price at second market. $70 billion. Wasn't it $50 billion about a month ago?
I think they're just pulling these numbers out of their ass.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's all hypothetical ad revenue. I don't see it.
It's a hypothetical.
Guys, you know what? I'm going to value the noisecast.com at $1 million bajillion.
I'm going to buy into it.
No, I think we looked a couple weeks ago and it was like $38. It was our worth.
Inflation. No, it wasn't far off then.
How much is my website worth? Isn't there like a script that does that? Yes, website worth calculator. Type in your website, thenoisecast.com. Our worth as of this podcast right now is delayed.
Awesome.
our worth is delayed.
We crashed the site because that's how valuable our site is.
I'm telling you, $1 billion bajillion.
Oh,
oh shit.
You could see recently viewed website estimates on the side.
Interesting. Apparently, in case anyone's interested, our user poll of the Ustream listeners, 4 of them would take a $1 hand job because their name is Vito. The other 3 yeah. voters said, no, I don't pay for sex.
That was just me voting for 4 $1 hand jobs.
Sometimes I pretend my name is Vito when I go out into the corner to get $1 hand jobs.
Sometimes I pretend my name is Vito when I give $1 hand jobs.
That would explain all the creepy looks I've been getting.
Wait a minute, I just admitted to giving dollar hand jobs. God damn it, that guy's tired.
Don't you live right next to Tijuana?
Yes, with the 2.
Somehow we went to Facebook being worth $70 billion back to $1 hand jobs.
You can't get away from the $1 hand job. It's such a great value.
Jobs with that money.
That's like a Costco hand job.
It's cheaper when you buy it in bulk.
You get like a little card and they punch it every time and you get the 11th one free.
Considering your dick hasn't fallen off by then.
You don't get them in a row, numbnuts.
I didn't mean you were getting them in a row. I meant whatever the hell you can be getting from them, disease-wise.
Hey, wear protection.
Herpocephalorrhea.
Gonocephalorpolis.
7.
Have them wear gloves. I mean, it's just a hand job, right?
Have them wear gloves.
Last topic on Facebook, they are rewriting their privacy policy to be actually understandable by human beings.
Doubt it.
So, who gives a shit? Like, they can fucking rewrite it all they want. It's still shit. And everyone knows it's shit. You don't join Facebook because you're like, oh, my privacy is going to be protected.
Why do you join Facebook then?
Because it was the thing to do back in 2006.
So that I could stalk chicks and find out when they're single.
Bitches and hoes.
Okay. Question, do you think the Winklevi twins have a Facebook?
The who?
Actually, I think the who has a Facebook, but who are you talking about?
The Winklevoss. Haven't you guys seen the social network?
Twins? No, I haven't seen the social network.
These are the twins that supposedly said they invented Facebook. They had hired Zuckerberg to code it for them, and then Zuckerberg stole their idea and made Facebook. And
allegedly. They've been bitching.
Yes, they've been bitching about it ever since.
I watch good movies.
I know MySpace Tom has a Facebook.
There used to be a Church of Tom on MySpace.
This is the circular episode. We keep going back to old stuff.
Yes, for those people in the Ustream who know who the hell the Winklevis are, is it time for them to shut the fuck up already?
I don't know who they are, and I'm going to say yes.
All right.
Yeah, anyone who's trying to claim that was my idea first, well, you didn't capitalize on it, so fuck you.
Should we go back to $1 hand jobs real quick? It's about time again.
You know what? I'm turning this into a drinking game. Every time there's a weird pause, I take a drink. And if we keep this up, I'm going to be completely fucking shitty by the end of this.
Well, that's the way I like it.
No, see, the real noise cat drinking game is anytime Steven says, "Hoo boy," or on that note, you drink, and you're going to get fucked up.
Or every time he mispronounces a word.
Or when Gonzo says, "It sucks ass."
Bazooka Fox has told me on numerous occasions that when he listens to the podcast, he always drinks, and every time I say something that I usually say in every episode, he drinks.
All right, we're going to write up some official rules to this. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll get back to you.
Check on the blog in the coming week for the Noisecast drinking game.
Okay, I need to lasso everybody back into podcast mode.
Are you threatening to tie me up? Again.
Are you going to use the lasso of truth on us?
Who is excited about streaming NBA and hockey games on YouTube live?
You can stream a lot already on ESPN3.
But this is YouTube.
Yeah, actually, I like it better on YouTube because ESPN3 is only supported by certain service providers.
Yes.
Yeah.
ESPN cool. 3 works on mine, and it works.
Yeah,
on
it works
Xbox.
On mine too, so I don't have that problem.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying it could be better overall, larger audience.
Well, I mean, yeah, YouTube is in talks with the NBA and the NHL and all that other good stuff. In order,
I'd be more open to watch hockey games because I can't get shit on hockey games around here because no one cares about hockey.
Yeah, the South's not big on hockey, even though the middle of Huntsville, Alabama, the local college ice hockey team makes the news every time when they play.
I mean, I've gotten into where I've liked hockey in more in recent years, but it's so hard. Like, the only teams you can watch are, like, the big ones in the playoffs.
We got to think about the little people, too. The little teams.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I want to see the crappy teams. Not just the
I
Red
think
Wings.
It's a pretty cool development. Like, even though I really don't care about the NBA or NHL, as YouTube
you only care
live
about
streaming
football.
Expands. What?
And you only care about football and the FUT BOL.
Yeah, because
version.
I'm Mexican. Exactly. Asshole. Anyways,
I wish they showed more soccer on TV. That pisses me off.
I hate soccer.
Anyways, what I'm trying to say, YouTube live streaming is pretty cool. Like,
it is. I'm kind of. I hope it works out.
And especially
yeah, I mean,
if
I know,
they
like,
tie in
Ustream
the commercial
and
breaks.
Justin TV and all that shit already exists, but YouTube is YouTube, and that's what everyone knows and goes to by default. So, you know, live streaming is just going to grow and grow. And so,
I don't think if this is just me, but I think Gonzo waits for Ben to start talking and then just talks over him really, really
you
loud.
Know, I noticed that too. Because
I try.
Ben will get about 3 words into a sentence, and then I hear Gonzo at max volume.
Yeah, bastard.
No, but YouTube is also working. I don't know if we have any UK listeners in here, but anybody who listens to the podcast and is from the UK, I believe there is something that YouTube is also working on, streaming events there too, as well as movies and TV shows on YouTube.
Well, apparently. I've seen a couple of the concerts that use YouTube streams. It's actually pretty nice. It's high quality. It sounds good. Everything like that. I don't see any downfall to it except for the same 3 ads over and over, like Hulu.
That's one problem I've had with live streaming. Like, I watch a lot of college football on ESPN3, and like throughout the course of a game, I'll see the same commercial like 8,000 fucking times.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, watching ESPN3.com on my Xbox because it's the only way to watch the Auburn games in New Jersey because motherfuckers don't care about SEC football. I swear I saw that fucking Coke Zero commercial like 800 times. And
the worst one for me was the Jack Links jerky.
See, I don't even get Jack Links. It's just fucking Coke Zero. I guess they figure since Southerners are a bunch of fat pigs that they need
I get the fucking one with, like, the... Was it the, fucking Bigfoot?
Cool story.
Yeah.
CSB. Cool story, bro. On the topic of consoles, though, if you purchase a game from OnLive, which is the online streaming console-less game service... You might have a chance of getting a console for free.
Are they trying to lose subscribers?
Are they trying to lose subscribers, is what you said?
Maybe
no, you still have to pay the subscription fee.
Well,
you just get the system.
Right. If you purchase the OnLive thing and you know do the subscription fee and buy a game, you will be eligible to possibly win an actual game console.
Okay. I just read the title.
It seems counterintuitive to their business model, but whatever.
Yeah.
Well, it might be actually a deal for you. I mean, if you buy the system, which is $99 for the OnLive, and then you buy a game, which is what $50, so you spend a total of what $150, and you'll probably be getting a shiny new console with that.
Well, it's
probably.
It's their
I mean, it's one in so many chance to win.
But the way that OnLive, their console works is you pay, it's kind of like The way I've described it to people is it's like Netflix, but with a console. Or not.
My question is when you buy the thing.
God damn it, Gonzo.
This episode
God
called
fucking damn it, Gonzo.
Gonzo
shut
talks
up.
Over everybody.
Fucking A.
It works like Gamefly, but with a console. You can either pay to rent the games, or you can pay like a flat rate and have access to a ton of games and then just play them whenever you want. But you're playing straight from a server. You're not playing from the actual console. The console is connecting to a server and you're playing on the server. So it's interesting the way that they've got it worked out, but I don't know if it's ever actually going to take off.
Gonzo, you may speak now.
Oh, okay. My question about it is, what kind of controller comes with the console?
The controller
looks almost exactly like a... Go ahead.
No, I'm going to post the link down at the bottom.
Okay, well, the controller looks almost exactly like a 360 controller. Same button setup, same control sticks.
Okay, I can get behind that. Because I hate the PlayStation controller, and I wouldn't want to play with that.
The same thing as the Xbox controller.
It is not the same.
It is. It's just less bulky.
Don't. No. I disagree.
And your little joy pads are, you know, one on top of the other instead of side to side.
That's a difference.
It's more ergonomic that way.
No, it's not. It's more confusing that way.
Maybe for you, because you're retarded.
Go choke on a dick.
What? I think you had way too many $1 hand jobs for the night, Gonzo.
On today's episode, hostility.
On that note, drink. That was for you, Ben Guinervito.
Oh, dude, I'm in trouble already. Just letting you guys know, I'm going to be completely fucking worthless by the end of this list.
Yeah, I'm pretty drunk and I'm enjoying it.
What are you talking about?
Oh, fuck you, Mexico.
All right. on a less racist note, we apologize to our listeners.
All right, it's okay, because he's not Mexican.
Oh, we just lost our Mexican market.
Moving on.
Windows Phone 7, Android, and Samsung. What the hell is going on? Apparently, everything is breaking down on Samsung headsets, including Sprint's Evo 4G, including other Samsung Android handsets. Apparently, should be bricking. All on Samsung.
Wait a minute. The Evo is not a Samsung.
The Epic
device.
4G, whatever it's called.
All right.
Is that better?
Yes, but it is. Just wanted to clarify. Because people, okay. I know people are listening right now, like, Carlos doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. So, all right. Just so we're clear.
But there's been apparent issues with the SD card. There's been issues with signal strength, data connectivity. A whole slew of just problems popping up with Samsung phones recently. It doesn't seem to be platform specific. It seems to be hardware specific, as it's affecting both Android and Windows Phone 7 devices. Apparently, an update is on the way, quote unquote. Until then, people might be phoneless for a brief period of time. Anybody have a Samsung phone?
It sounds like they're just holding, for Windows Phone 7, they're just holding back the update.
I have a very reliable BlackBerry that I don't have any problems with, so.
Except for
you, Samsung.
Well, this also poses a bad case because Windows Phone 7 devices will be hitting Verizon and possibly Sprint this coming week as CDMA carriers get their first Windows Phone 7. Now that the embargo will be taken down. So if you were looking for that Verizon Windows Phone 7 device, you might either have to wait if you wanted the Samsung really bad, or you could just go with the alternative that's available out there.
Yeah, the HTC is the one that Sprint's offering. And I recommend HTC handsets over Samsung anyway.
HTC makes some amazing hardware.
Oh, this
so
stuff's
does
awesome.
Motorola.
Yeah, Motorola makes good hardware, but they like to fucking shit all over it with their garbage sucks. Software.
Yeah, when it comes to hardware reliability, I would go with either HTC or Motorola if you want solid hardware. Notice how I didn't say Apple on purpose.
There you go, fucking it up.
But, mental note on Samsung. Speaking of Gonzo's BlackBerry device, the BlackBerry Playbook is rumored to be able to run Android apps.
I like that.
Which ones?
Not sure which ones. It's still, you know, in the gray right now if this is even going to happen. But would
like this... seriously just straight up run Android apps? Just download them and boom, there they go.
Considering the dwindling market share that BlackBerry or Research in Motion is having, this might be their savior on the Playbook.
Well, no, I thought the OS for the Playbook was completely different from the phones anyway.
Yeah, I think it is.
So it's not like you're going to be able to play Android apps on your BlackBerry phone.
No, just on the Playbook.
Okay, so it's going to be like Honeycomb games on the Playbook.
Possibly, yes. It doesn't specify what kind of Android apps. It just says that the Playbook will possibly be having the Google Market on it and having Android apps available to run on it.
Now, see, I'd be surprised if... That obviously means there's some sort of cooperation between the Android developers and RIM. But I'm just confused why they don't advertise it as running Android. Be like, the BlackBerry finally pulled their head out of their asses. Buy our tablet.
The Playbook has also been been shown to be probably the most stable and probably the most feature-packed tablet around. Possibly even better than the Zoom or the Galaxy Tab in terms of stability, in terms of looks, in terms of what it offers.
I mean, I think it would be good because a lot of the BlackBerry apps, at least on the phone, I haven't seen too many on the Playbook, overall pretty much suck ass. So, I mean, if they want to make the Playbook compatible, compete. I'm a little drunk. Compete. Then they need to have some apps like that, and I think it'll be good for them long term.
I agree. I think actually getting some decent apps on there would be a smart move, because nobody wants a tablet that just surfs the web and does the basic stuff.
They need to get FaceTime
and charge 50 cents for it.
85 cents. Just to sneak in right under the line there.
Drink.
Tablets.
Oh, God damn it.
The Kindle might end up being free for certain customers come November. If you looked at the price of the Kindle from its launch until today, the price of it has decreased at a relatively linear rate. Which pegs it to fall to zero by November of 2011. Now, whether the Kindle will be free for everybody, doubt that. But there is a possibility that it will be free for Amazon Prime subscribers.
That'd be neat.
So if you do have an Amazon Prime account and are planning on keeping it, you might be getting a free Kindle by November if the price continues to fall in a linear way like it has been the last couple years.
Doesn't make
By that
any
logic,
sense.
Does eventually that mean they'll start to pay me to get a Kindle?
Yes, apparently. Because something falls linearly for 4 sections on a chart, it's going to happen forever.
Huh.
Stupidest article. This is Gizmodo worthy.
It's not 4 seconds. You need to learn how to read a chart, my friend.
There's 4 segments on the chart.
Right, those are each of the Kindle releases.
Yes.
Unfortunately, there haven't been many more Kindle releases to fill up your segments on your chart.
Exactly. So you're just guessing with no facts.
If the price falls at on a constant slope with every single release, wouldn't it make sense that on the next release, it will be damn near cheaper, if not closer to free?
No, because the hardware is still going to cost something to make.
You'll never get to free.
Okay. Now that was a good point, because it'll cost hardware manufacturers, they have to make it, right?
Yeah, there may be a time when it will level off where it's not going to get any cheaper, but it's never going to be free.
Here's where Amazon is relying on the Prime users, though. Prime users, they pay a yearly subscription. They pay about $80 a year in order to use Amazon Prime. And with that, they're also paying for whatever products they buy and this and that. So already Amazon might be counting on the fact that they'll be making up that $80 from just the Amazon Prime subscription, and they'll be making more because Amazon Prime users probably order more than regular freebie users like us.
Well, see, here's where I have an issue. Say I'm a student and I take advantage of the free 2 years of Amazon Prime. They're probably not going to want to give me a free Kindle just because I'm a student. So it's going to be Amazon Prime plus users get this new free Kindle, and Amazon Prime users don't. Because Amazon Prime people are like the people who fall into the special categories that get free temporary Prime membership.
Yeah, like I have Amazon Prime as a student, but I probably won't continue it. So it would be dumb for them to give me a free Kindle.
Well, like I said, they're probably relying on the people that actually do pay for Amazon Prime, the people that have actually dished out or will be dishing out the $89, not the free ballers like yourself. Or freeloaders, not freeballers.
Freeballing.
The status of my underwear does not matter to you.
I have a Nook, so fuck your Kindle.
Actually, though, assuming that were to actually come to pass, and for $80 you got Amazon Prime and a free Kindle, I would probably sign up for it, because Amazon Prime is a pretty good deal as it is. If you order a lot from Amazon, free shipping on pretty much anything that comes from Amazon directly. So to get a free Kindle on top of that, sure, why not? I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way. So it sounds doubtful, but if it were to actually happen, then I could see it, you know,
being possible. And it would still not be completely free.
Think of it more like a subsidy, I guess. Like you're paying a subsidy for a Kindle. You're still paying for it in some respect, but it's like diluted, I guess you could call it.
Time to drink.
Time to drink. I was asking our Ustream listeners a question, if any of them actually do pay for this service. But we shall see.
With what purpose? Why were you asking the question?
I was just asking for the hell of it. To make them feel involved. This is our interaction with them.
Weren't you the one that told us interaction is key?
Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Were there a lot of pauses in the episode that I said that?
Fuck you.
All right, real quick, Google, two pieces of news. First off, they are using a new search algorithm, apparently. They tweaked their search algorithm to fight content farms and spammers. Anybody notice their search results change recently?
I haven't noticed anything.
I've noticed that I still fucking hate Google Instant.
Yeah, that too.
I don't regularly search for the same thing over and over, so I probably wouldn't notice changing results.
Yeah, my search tend to be pretty random, like whatever I'm doing at the time. I'm like, oh, I'm going to look that up.
Well, usually I go to AOL.com and enter the keyword that I want, and that's how I get to my internet.
You know what? That raises a good
thanks,
point.
Thanks, Grandma.
Because I think all of us here on the podcast, we're sophisticated enough to know how to search for things, but maybe for the common jack-off on the internet who's like, who types their search queries as a question, like, how do I find pornography on this here internet?
Ask.
Maybe it'll help for them.
You remember that?
Actually,
was,
I do search
Ask
like that
Jeeves
sometimes. Oh, it's Jeeves. A specific question because someone will have asked it on the forum.
I actually do have some relatives that are not that tech savvy, and they actually, like, you'll tell them, like, I'm trying to walk them through on the phone how to do something. And I'm like, okay, go to, you know, Hulu.com. And they'll start typing stuff in. I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, I'm typing in Hulu.com. And instead of actually typing it in the URL bar, they're typing it into Google. They're typing Hulu.com into Google and then clicking the first search result that pops up.
Oh, I hate. Okay, do you guys remember this story that came out? I think it was like last year. Some website, I think it was Read Write Web, posted an article about Facebook, and suddenly they got a huge spike in their traffic from people who were Googling Facebook.com, going to the first result, landing on that article, and then complaining in the comments, what's with this new Facebook layout? This sucks. It's horrible. Bring back the old one. That this is the people that are on the internet. They're fucking retarded.
Oh, my God.
Oh, people.
Actually, if they did change the results to fight spammers, good for them. Too many people making a living off of a bullcrap website full of ads and stuff.
Well, so far, it's just a minor tweak, so it's not an active change. Like, you're not going to type in, you know, something and see only pristine, crystal clear results. What does raise some concerns, though, is that the algorithm doesn't take into consideration legit sites that are either not yet ranked or are low ranked. For example, maybe the Noisecast might be affected because it's not that hugely ranked of a site as opposed to other similar sites on the internet. So we may be getting bumped off of some search results because we don't have a high enough rank, which is one of the main concerns about the new algorithm that people are raising.
So what you're telling me is when people search for $1 hand jobs, they won't find the noisecast.com?
They will find a legitimate $1 hand job website as opposed to the Noisecast.
Well, number one link is going to be Savage Boredom.
Hell yeah.
That actually does sound like a hand job site.
For only a dollar.
For only a dollar.
Cure your boredom for $1, but only if it's Savage.
Savage $1 hand jobs. While you're bored.com.
Hey, any traffic is good traffic. Come on, people. Let's go.
Second, if you've tried logging into Gmail, you may have noticed that after entering your password, you might be asked to enter a string of numbers that you've pre-selected, if you have, as a sort of second layer of security being added. Because apparently nowadays, passwords just are not enough.
Yeah, I've noticed that. For Google Connect sites.
I haven't run into this. What is it, like a CAPTCHA or?
No.
Word?
It's like you sign in with your Google account. It pops up with a string. You go to the site you were trying to log into, like a Google Connect site, and you paste that string in. And I guess cryptography and all that bullcrap, you get logged in.
So it's something that comes out every time. You don't have to redo it.
No, there's an option to remember me on this computer and all that crap.
Okay.
Or remember me from this site.
I guess probably it's geared towards people who use public computers. Like, you know, if you go to an internet cafe, if those things still exist. Or if you're at a public terminal at an airport or something.
Or a library.
Just sort of a library, yeah. An extra layer of security so people who just have your password can't break into them. To your stuff, which may or may not have been launched by the Gawker hacking, by the way. The concerns may or may not have arisen from that. All right, enough of this tech bullshit. Actually, one more piece of tech bullshit. I don't know who posted this, but apparently there is a classic 8-bit MMO out there called Nestalgia.
I thought that was called Minecraft.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Whoever posted, was this Vito?
It was Vito. Dude, if it's a game,
a rundown.
Okay, the way it's designed like an old RPG, like from Nintendo. If you ever played the original Final Fantasy, anybody here play the original Final Fantasy?
Crickets.
Yes.
Is it just me? Okay. That's what it looks like. It's got like when you're in a town, you're running around and it looks that way. And then when you're out on the world map, you run around on the world map, you have your little random encounters. But it's an MMO. So you can form up your group and you see like four people running around. It's all 8-bit. It's a lot of fun. It's free to play. And you guys should check it out.
Yes. Is it all browser based, or do you download a client?
No, you download this stuff called BYOND. I guess you're supposed to pronounce it Beyond.
Wow, these people are really creative.
No, the Beyond is that's a completely separate engine. Like, that's the engine that it runs in. That was created by other people. The team that made Nostalgia created it using the Beyond engine.
Okay, I see.
It's so, is this PC only, or does it work on Mac, Linux?
I don't know. It looks like it might only be PC.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
It's a system requirements Windows 2000 XP Vista 7. 500 megahertz processor, 512 megabytes of RAM, and internet connection.
Yeah, well, it's obvious you can play it on a pretty shitty computer because, I mean, it's 8-bit. I played around with it a little bit this weekend, and I was having a lot of fun. There are some pretty brutal enemies if you run into them. Like, just like the old RPGs, if you wander too far away from the town, you're going to run upon something that's going to wreck your face. You have the, like MMOs these days, how they give you easy little quests to get you used to the controls and how to gear up your character. It's got the little pop-up windows that say, oh, open up your inventory by clicking this button. It's a nice little combination of current gaming and the gaming from the 80s, if you're into that kind of thing. I thought it was a lot of fun. And I mean, it's free, so why not try it out?
Well, I'll try to fire it up in a virtual machine and see maybe if I can run it through there, because it sounds interesting, like something I'd try out.
All right. Nostalgia.
Already okay. On.
Nostalgia.
Yeah.
So what's the URL? Is it just nostalgia.com, or how do we get
that? It's silkgames.com/nostalgia, nostalgia. There's a link to it in the show notes.
Gotcha.
All right. That's it for tech news. On to WTF news.
Yay, my favorite part.
All right. In Georgia, a 14-month-old toddler was locked in a bank vault for quite a few hours before it was rescued by firefighters.
Wasn't this on Family Guy?
I have no idea.
It was. It was an episode of Family Guy. Yes.
Was it really?
Eat my poo, Brian.
Apparently, it became a reality. At this Wells Fargo bank, the toddler wandered off, unbeknownst to her parent, and the vault was on a time lock, closed while the child was inside the vault. So when the mother realized that, you know, her kid was gone, they launched a search and they couldn't find it. Then they realized that the baby must be in the vault. And for some, I don't know why, they called the fire department instead of, you know, calling the branch manager or whoever and telling them to unlock the vault.
Well, because it's time lock. Like, they can't.
Even with a
branch
manager.
I'm sure there has to be some kind of override, but
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, you know, I want to know what kind of lax security this bank has if just any old fucking baby can wander into the vault.
Seriously, if a fucking toddler can get in there, what happens when Ocean's 11 wanders in?
It, you know, it couldn't have been, it could, instead of being a baby, it could have been a midget and nobody would have been the wiser.
Exactly. So this is how I'm going to rob banks in Georgia.
Maybe it was a midget disguised as a baby.
Well, apparently you could rob the bank straight from the air vents. Because the baby could be heard crying from inside the vault from the air vents.
So you could crawl through the air vents to save the baby and or rob the bank.
True. But it took the firefighters 3 hours to get the baby out of the vault.
It's because they had to find a midget firefighter.
I
think you're starting to do this shit on purpose.
Doors.
How does the parent not realize that a 14-month-old toddler is missing in a bank? I mean, how long
was
this a bank for?
Well, because
it's just
one toddler out of the army of toddlers that she was trying to wrangle at the time.
Well, see, when I go to the bank, it's such an interesting and engaging environment that I'm just distracted by everything going on around me. So I'll easily lose track of things like my child and other stuff like that.
How long do you have to be oblivious to your child's existence when you're at the bank? I mean,
then you leave without it.
Yeah.
I think maybe she planted it in the vault. She wanted to get rid
of it. You have so many kids, it's hard to keep track of all of them.
Apparently it was an employee.
Was it?
Wait, the midget or the parent of the midget?
A spokesperson for the Conveyors Police Department told Channel 2's George Howe that the branch employee's granddaughter was inside the bank at closing time, along with the employee's adult daughter. As they were waiting, the baby girl began to roam the building.
Okay, this...
Again, security.
Makes it a little bit more believable, but still, yeah, that's some shitty security.
So friends of the bank employees can easily rob the place with a midget.
It's not about being believable. Like, it happened.
She probably instructed the toddler to stack as much stuff in its diaper as it could.
I think babies do that anyway.
Hey-o! I wish Bazooka Fox was on the podcast. Probably a relative of his, since he's from Georgia.
It was Bazooka Fox in a diaper in the bank.
Wait, Bazooka's in a V-neck. From Georgia?
Yeah, he's from Georgia.
Bazooka Fox, are you from Georgia?
Let's wait 15 seconds for the Ustream to catch up with our talking.
Oh, that's right.
Georgia!
Dot, 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 dot means yes. Okay. So that's his response, dot, 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 dot. We could assume that means yes.
I think he meant to say yes, gay. He forgot
the line. I was just about to make that joke.
Bazinga.
On other WTF news, apparently DARPA has designed a cheetah bot that will hunt down humans.
I think they should change the name from DARPA to something else. It's like DERPA.
No shit. Come on. We're creeping ever closer to fucking Skynet. I mean, we got Northrop Grumman with their unmanned bombers. We got that other company with the robot that changes its shape to squeeze through holes. And now we got a fucking cheetah bot that's hunting people down.
No, never mind that shit, dude. There's an actual company called Cyberdyne Systems making fucking exosuits for humans to wear. Come on, that's just playing with fire.
No, but see, that's controlled by the human.
For now.
In response to motion of the actual person. I'm scared of big dogs.
But that's how Skynet started. It was controlled by us, and then it became aware.
I meant physically control. It takes.
Oh my god!
Actually, this is the same company that made the big dog animal bot, which is pretty much a robot donkey that could carry a lot of weight over a long period of time on flat ground. But the improvements
not just flat ground.
I thought it was only on flat ground.
Oh, thing can go up, down, all sorts of terrain.
No, dude, they
walk on ice.
Yeah, they had one demonstration where it's carrying shit, and one of the guys walked over and just fucking kicked it in the side, and it staggered a little bit, caught itself, and kept walking. That little 5 seconds was the creepiest thing I've ever seen, because that was a fucking robot thinking on its own.
Yeah.
I'm telling you guys, fucking incoming.
Apparently
fighting the robots.
Apparently this cheetah bot and protect her.
This cheetah bot, and I quote, is designed to be a four-legged robot with a flexible and articulated head and potentially a tail that runs faster than the fastest human. In addition to raw speed, cheetah's makers promise they will have the agility to make tight turns so that it can zigzag to chase and evade and be able to stop on a dime. The military applications for this device are currently unspecified.
I don't think they need to specify. We can figure it out for ourselves.
What if we just drop like 200-300 of these in North Korea?
Just let them run wild?
Oh, yeah.
I find it funny, the press picture that they have for this thing, it's the cheetah bot is sitting on its two normal, I guess, hind legs. 1 foot on a cinder block, and it's just looking menacingly at whatever.
It's posing for its GQ shoot.
I don't
it's
think
posing,
that's
yeah.
it. Cheetahbot is the animated picture at the top. What you're seeing is a artificial human with hands and feet.
Oh, shit.
Well, what's that picture doing in this article?
It's something else that Boston Dynamics does, probably.
Boston Dynamics has some fucked up people working for it, that's for sure.
Damn smart people.
Yes. Meet Atlas, Cheetah's humanoid pal. It's supposed to look more or less like the T-800 minus the head. Designers say it'll be able to walk like a human over rough terrain, crawling on hands and knees when necessary, turning yourself sideways, and slip through narrow passages it encounters.
Okay, so without the head, how are you supposed to know what to shoot at to kill it?
You probably aim at that big square thing in the center that looks good.
You gotta rip out its targeting system.
Oh, so hand-to-hand combat?
You run for your fucking life.
It's the only way,
man. That's what you do.
It's the only way.
I just grab it by its haunches and hump it into submission. Works every time.
It got to establish dominance early on, right?
Indeed.
Well, that's it for today.
Ooh.
We made it through the entire topic for once.
Wow.
Every single topic on the topic list was discussed.
Quick, let's add some more shit just so we can ignore it.
Dude, I was adding shit in the middle of the thing.
You added one thing.
I know. You didn't have to fucking say that, though. I was trying to make it sound efficient.
I had to because it would make it sound like our topic list was like 10 topics long after the people see this.
See?
We can't look that incompetent. You gotta have some credibility.
Okay, half of this episode was talking about snipping dicks with cigar trimmers.
And $1 hand jobs.
And
$1 hand jobs. No, we mentioned that for like half of a second, and then it was $1 hand jobs.
And then it became Gonzo talking over people.
I can't help it. I don't know what the problem is.
The problem is you're an asshole. That's what the problem is.
Don't hit on my gingerness. I can't help it. I'm just loud by nature.
Is what happens.
On that note, I think it's time to sign off before God knows what else happens tonight. That was tasty. Whoever did that.
That's tasty like beer.
Oh God, I hope beer doesn't taste like that sounded. Tonight's episode.
According to Vito, my beer tastes like that. Piss
water.
For
some reason, yeah, Vito, I don't know what beer tastes great when it's warm. They all taste like urine when they're warm.
That's because you're drinking shitty beer.
No, Guinness tastes not bad warm.
If you're drinking good
beer... That's because they don't have refrigerators in Ireland.
If you're drinking good beer, when it gets warm, it doesn't taste bad. I'm not saying that, oh my God, it's amazing, but it actually does bring out more flavors in good beer if you let it warm up a little bit.
Different flavors. Not more.
You let it warm up, it brings out the beer BO.
For the human tongue, you'll taste more than you if you drink it when it's cold. It'll definitely taste different to you.
Yeah, a bunch of fucking beer connoisseurs on this podcast.
You know what else has a taste? Shit. Do I want to eat it? No.
But it's better cold or warm?
I don't know. You tell me.
On tonight's episode, we had... Oh, God. On tonight's episode, we had Gonzo Ryder.
Oh, Penguin's eating shit.
Oh, Penguin was also on this episode.
Contrary to popular belief, I am not eating shit.
And you're not Mexican, contrary to popular belief, either.
Yeah, that too. Just putting it on record.
Just a glorified Puerto Rican.
Not that either. God damn it. No offense to our Puerto Rican or Mexican listeners.
Listener.
Listen. We'll get through the list. We'll get through this. Kevlar Menace on the Ustream and hopefully on the Twitter.
Yeah, I'm here. I've been yelling at you all day.
Lastly, Vito number 9.
Dude, I made it through 2.5 pints of Canadian and Coke. We really need to stop with the awkward pauses, or I'm gonna be.
That's what
I'm
editing is for.
I'm not gonna fucking make
it
through the next one.
We'd like to thank our Ustream listeners who are now telling us that Heineken is better warm. Thank you, Two Girls.
Well, Heineken doesn't have much better to get.
Yeah, I'm in full agreement with that.
We do have beer connoisseurs in this podcast.
Isn't Heineken a Dutch beer anyway, Two Bears? It's not German.
Our beer connoisseurs who enjoy Miller High Life and then rag on Heineken.
Hey, I can have opinions.
We know what good stuff tastes like. We just can't always afford it.
I will agree with Bazooka Fox right now. Your mother is better warm. Thank you, Bazooka Fox.
When she's cold, Bazinga.
She's dead. Wait, the gay guy doesn't get to weigh in on how good my mother
to
is.
Don't forget to visit us. TheNoiseCast.com. We are in the middle of a transition week right now. We will have a better website up and running soon. So hang in there while we do that. And apparently we'll still be putting a few articles out a day. Possibly some off-topic articles and dating advice and weird shit like that. Also visit our Twitter, twitter.com/noisecast, and feel free to contact us by email or by Twitter. Any questions, comments, music requests, this and that, or if you have any interesting news that you want to be covered.
Love letters to the panel, whatever.
Tell me you love me.
In Mexican.
I believe that's Spanish, sir.
No. Any Spaniard would beg to differ.
Spaniard.
We need to stop.
We can't. Oh, God. We're trying to correct it by using the word Spaniard now.
Hey, for the record, I am more Spaniard than I am Mexican, so...
Spanish.
Spaniard, it sounds cooler.
It does sound cooler.
It sounds like you're from Mexico when you say it.
Shut up.
Hey, Spaniards had cool helmets, if I recall.
This is turning into the Aryan Nation podcast.
We love people of all
colors. No, dude, white people are the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
If we make fun of you, it's just because we love you.
This was episode 20. What an episode to have. Thank you for
sound
tuning
so
in.
Enthused, Steven.
Oh, God, I'm quitting. I'm putting in my resignation after this.
That's it. Just cue the outro music.
Yes, Ron, do your magic. This was the Noisecast. Thank you. was. Seems like we lost Kevlar and the Ustream.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, I don't know where he went. Well, in the meantime,
cool,
I'm gonna...
being able to interact with the chat room.
Fuck it.
Well, my chat crashed for some reason. Fucking logged me off.
I'm telling you guys, use an actual IRC client. It's so much better.
Even I'm in it right now with the pop-up, and everybody's talking and whatever.
Yeah, I was seeing all of the chat going through, but for some reason, every time I tried to type in there, it would ask for my username and password. I put it in and fucking try and type and it crash again. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, well, you know what the problem is? The problem is you're from New Jersey.
Easy there, buddy. Just because I live here doesn't mean I'm from here.
Guilty it does in my book. So. I don't care if you're from Alabama, but you're living in Jersey, and that's just bad on its own.
Dude, you're from Arkansas.
Okay, let me ask these people, when we cut out. When did we cut out? What was being said?
I think it was during the printer talk.
Yeah, I want to know if it was about the pig kidneys or about the injecting stem cells into printers.
It was before that.
Holy shit. Did we just talk like for 5 minutes?
Yeah.
I got an email. Oh, Comcast fail.
Oh, wonderful.
Right after the cigar snipper. Oh, God.
What a note to end on.
Motherfucker. I'm not able to type in Ustream. I can watch it, but I can't.
Get a goddamn IRC type. Client.
IRC! IRC is awesome!
How the fuck is IRC going to help me when I'm trying to look at the Ustream?
Because then you don't need to be on Ustream. I'm in the chat room right now. I don't have fucking Ustream open.
Okay, let me try to connect to... okay, so I'm supposed to new, and it's IRC... And it's chat1.ustream.tv. Right. It popped up automatically.
I don't remember what I used for my IRC client.
MIRC, maybe?
Yeah, I used that for a while, but it sucked ass.
I used Colloquy, or however.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now, but I'm trying to figure out how to... chat room, is it just d-noisecast?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's the server's chat1.ustream.tv.
Funny story, we used MIRC for all of our digital fire missions in Iraq. We actually sent it all over IRC.
Really?
IRC is like the most stable chat thing, isn't it?
I don't know, but we were using it. And we had set it up. You know how you can set it up so that when certain things come over, you get audio alerts? We would set it up so that whenever they sent... there was a specific format that they would send. And whenever they sent it over, letting us know we had a fire mission, it would scream through the speakers, "Counterfire, motherfucker!" So everybody knew that it was time to shoot things.
Awesome.
The CEO wasn't happy about that. Wow. what would you recommend for an IRC chat program type thing? Yeah.
For Windows, MIRC.
I like XChat.
I tried both. They're actually both really good. It's just, I guess... Oh, hey, welcome back.
Yeah, I'm back. I literally had to go punch my router and the modem.
Yeah, it happened to me before I connected, before we started.
So I reset them both like 3 times. Anyway, I think I'm broadcasting. Sure.
Can you peons hear us?
I don't see you on the Noisecast list, the user list.
It's broadcasting. They can hear us.
So apparently we cut out when we were talking about cigar cutters.
Something like that.
Well, yeah. That
on the penis.
Scary. Well, but that recorded. I mean, we don't have to talk recorded. About that again.
So, yeah, we're not going to try to make it sound cool again.
Yeah. Oh, you started whatever new topic we were transitioning to, though.
Did I just hear somebody mix and scratch over there?
Word.
Kevlar, let me know whenever you're set up again and ready.
I think I'm ready. The only thing that's not loading is the chat.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah. I got it in IRC. If
you have the, hang on. Let me open my IRC client.
The server does is chat one. Type in the ustream.tv.
Okay. What the fuck?
And
channel. Okay, what's this? Server,
put it in the default channel.
So chat room, how's it going?
Yeah.
Okay, sound test. What are each of you wearing?
Us or them?
Them. I don't want Pen. I know you're doing this naked.
Always. What's the server address?
I just typed it in the default channel. Chat1.ustream.tv.
That's what you meant.
All right, so they could hear us because Mima is saying stuff. Did we lose Steve Dave?
Apparently.
Oh. He will have none of our technical difficulty shenanigans.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Nobody had our technical difficulty shenanigans. Hence, technical difficulties. Were you still recording all of that?
I'm still recording right now.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we can
add it to the end as, you know, a special Easter egg. Instead of fucking 4 minutes of shitty music. Mr. Rontourage.
Have we done the, Tesla, the song Come On, Feel the Noise yet for any intro?
I don't know. I need to ignore it.
Do I need the password?
It's your login and your password.
Okay, this is bullshit. Continue. I'm not dealing with that bullshit.
You just type in the Noisecast, which is the account, and then the Noisecast password.
I think the command is /identify.
Yeah, it wasn't working with my other account that was in there.
Whatever.
You're in the chat now.
I got the chat.
Try typing something into chat.
Let's just move on.
Yes.
Okay. Since we already talked about, to give people a quick rundown, we're talking about being able to print skin off of 3D printers and doing skin grafts and shit like that, and being able to grow kidneys out of pigs to replace organ donors.
Are we still talking about that? I thought we were done.
No, since we recorded, might as well move on. All the lovely people in the Ustream will have to actually download and listen to the episode to get the first 5 minutes of goodness.
How terrible.
Twice the viewers.
See? Now you're even.
That's what Nick Denton does.